Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Obstacle is the Way Expanded 10th Anniversary Edition by Ryan Holiday, revisits a modern classic that brought Stoic philosophy into contemporary life and work. Built around the Stoic idea that what blocks the path can become the path, the book reframes setbacks as raw material for progress. Holiday draws on well-known historical examples from politics, business, sports, and warfare to show how people who faced pressure, loss, and uncertainty converted them into advantage. This anniversary edition emphasizes the durability of the core message while offering an updated lens for readers living in an era of constant distraction and rapid change. Rather than promoting denial or forced positivity, the book argues for a disciplined approach, see reality clearly, act with intention, and accept what you cannot control. It is designed as a practical mindset guide for anyone trying to move forward when circumstances resist. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, perception, seeing obstacles with clarity and control. A central theme is that the first battleground is perception. The way you interpret an event determines what options you believe you have. The book highlights a Stoic approach to separating facts from the story you tell yourself. A setback can be framed as injustice, humiliation, or proof of failure, but it can also be framed as feedback, training, or a temporary constraint that demands a smarter strategy. This shift is not about pretending everything is fine, it is about refusing to add emotional distortion to an already difficult situation. From this lens, the reader is encouraged to slow down reactions, challenge catastrophic thinking, and focus on what is within personal control. Holiday also emphasizes the value of objectivity, patience, and perspective, especially when ego gets triggered. By learning to reframe obstacles as information and opportunity, readers can preserve energy for problem solving. Clear perception becomes a competitive advantage because it reduces panic, improves judgment, and opens paths that emotional reactivity can hide. Secondly, action, moving forward with discipline and adaptability. After perception comes action, and the book stresses that progress is created by consistent, purposeful effort rather than dramatic breakthroughs. Obstacles often demand a different route, not surrender, so the recommended posture is persistent experimentation. Try, assess, adjust, and try again. Holiday points to the importance of doing the next right thing even when outcomes are uncertain, using structure and routines to counter paralysis. Action here is not reckless hustle, it is directed labor guided by reality. Readers are urged to break large problems into smaller, controllable steps, and to use constraints as a design brief that forces creativity. Another emphasis is the ability to endure discomfort and delay gratification, since meaningful results frequently require boring repetition and resilience. The book also argues that momentum can change emotional state, making action a tool not only for achievement, but also for restoring confidence. With disciplined execution, the obstacle becomes a training ground where skills, reputation, and opportunities are earned. Thirdly, will, building resilience through acceptance and purpose, the third pillar is will, meaning the inner strength to endure what cannot be immediately changed. The book frames will as a combination of acceptance, fortitude, and moral intention. You do not control events, but you can control how you carry them. This includes accepting hardship without self-pity, maintaining composure under pressure, and staying aligned with values when circumstances tempt shortcuts. Holiday draws on Stoic ideas about amor fati, the practice of embracing fate as something to work with rather than against. In practical terms, this mindset helps readers navigate illness, rejection, loss, or external chaos without letting those experiences define them. Will also involves choosing meaning, asking what the situation can teach, how it can refine character, and how to respond in a way you will respect later. By treating adversity as a proving ground for integrity and endurance, readers can develop a steadier emotional baseline. That steadiness makes it easier to keep acting well over time, even when progress is slow or invisible. Fourthly, ego, emotion, and the hidden obstacles we create. A significant portion of the book focuses on internal barriers that often hurt more than the external problem. Ego is presented as a common saboteur. It inflates threats, insists on recognition, and interprets setbacks as personal attacks. When ego drives decisions, people overreact, chase status, and ignore reality, turning manageable challenges into crises. The book also discusses how anger, fear, and impatience distort thinking, leading to impulsive actions or avoidance. By contrast, humility and self-command make obstacles smaller because they reduce friction with the world. Readers are encouraged to practice emotional regulation, to pause before responding, and to focus on process rather than image. Another internal obstacle is the need for certainty, which can delay action indefinitely. The Stoic alternative is preparedness. You plan carefully, then accept that outcomes are partly outside your control. By identifying these self-made obstacles, readers can reclaim attention and energy. The result is a more stable approach to work and relationships, where progress depends less on mood and more on deliberate choice. Lastly, turning trials into advantage in work, leadership, and life. The book connects Stoic principles to practical arenas like career growth, entrepreneurship, leadership, and personal development. Obstacles at work can include competition, limited resources, criticism, failed projects, or unfair politics. Instead of treating these as reasons to quit, the framework encourages readers to use them to sharpen skills, clarify priorities, and build a reputation for reliability under pressure. For leaders, the obstacle becomes a chance to model composure, make principled decisions, and strengthen team culture through steadiness and fairness. In personal life, challenges such as conflict, disappointment, or change are reframed as opportunities to practice patience, courage, and better communication. Holiday also underscores that long-term success often depends on how quickly you convert setbacks into learning, not on avoiding setbacks entirely. By repeatedly applying perception, action, and will, readers create a repeatable system for problem solving. Over time, the approach can compound into greater confidence and capability, because each trial becomes proof that difficulty is survivable and often useful. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who face recurring pressure, uncertainty, or setbacks, including entrepreneurs, managers, athletes, students, creatives, and anyone rebuilding after disappointment. It can benefit daily life by offering a clear mental model for stressful moments, perceive reality accurately, take intelligent action, and sustain the will to endure what you cannot change yet. That approach helps reduce emotional spirals, increases follow-through, and turns problems into structured practice for resilience and self-control. Compared to many modern self-help titles that rely on hype, the book stands out for its philosophical backbone and its focus on practical, repeatable principles. Its use of widely known historical examples makes the ideas memorable without requiring specialized knowledge, and the Stoic framework remains useful across careers and life stages. If you want a concise, durable system for handling adversity rather than a short-lived motivational boost, this anniversary edition is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Ryan Holiday, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.